This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BT, some people just don't get it. And unfortunately for Yankees fans, Brian Cashman is one of those people who just doesn't get it. I sat there and I watched and listened to 40 minutes or so of Brian Cashman meet the media yesterday at the GM meetings, and he kept saying the same things that he said for years. We're not making excuses. Well, while not making excuses, he's talking about, well, we had a bad series. We played our worst at the bad time. No, that's not it. No matter how many times he was asked about it by Joel Sherman and the other reporters around him about the team's lack of fundamentals and not building a solid team, he had an excuse for everything. He denied the fact that the Yankees, well, we're still a great team, blah, 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 ignoring that they were bad from really June on, and maybe fortunate he didn't even want to acknowledge the path to get to the World Series. It was the same to me that we saw following 2022 where he was saying, we made it to the ALCS, and obviously you saw what happened after that. And this year, you get the, well, we made it to the World Series. What more do you want?
Okay. I think there's a couple of ways to look at this. I choose to look at it this way for now. Not that it can't change, because I got to see what actually happens. But he's a proud man. And he has been in charge of the Yankees for a long, long time. He's got a Hall of Fame resume. And he gets beat up a lot. And some of the things that he gets beat up for, including for me, I believe that he's earned. Because he's been below standard with certain things in terms of how the game's changed and maybe a little bit too reliant on some antiquated ways. But to me, Sal, it's less about what he says and it's more about what he does. And I'll give you a great example, but I have to ask you a question first.
Yeah,
and there's
okay.
Two answers. I hope you give me the right one.
Mm.
I think you will. Which Yankee over the last couple of years has driven me the most nuts?
Yeah, Gleyber Torres.
Okay, he's gone.
All right.
So think about that.
I agree that that's... Well, we had
so think about that. Like, the first action that the Yankees made was to make sure that they don't bring him back.
Right. Understood. And he was one of three guys that I had an issue with. And, okay, you're saying the actions speak louder than words in this particular case. Gleyber was maybe culprit number one, whatever, enemy number one as far as this stuff goes, and he is no longer here. At least it doesn't seem like he's going to be back. And even if you listen to Cashman yesterday, he all but said it. And we all know that that's the case. Okay, good. He gets a check for that. But he also kept Gleyber when we were saying it for years that Gleyber's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote it out. And now he lets Gleyber walk. Okay, fine. But what are the other moves that he's going to make to fix this? I don't think Cashman thinks he has that big of a problem.
He has to, man. He, you know... Again, the way he phrases it is a little disconcerting. I think if you allow it to be, when he says, you know, listen, we basically, and I paraphrase, but the gist of the message was, we basically showed up with our worst game at the worst possible time.
Yeah.
That's a cop out, and but again, that's where I say, and that's why I say he's a proud person and he's trying to deflect. It's a little self-preservation, which I get. You know, is he going to? And by the way, I don't know that he should fully have to, you know, grovel and apologize for getting to the World Series.
Oh, understood, but now that, okay, so then that's what he's going to do. Take some bows for that. See, and by the way, years past, Cashman's always good with the excuses, whether it's we got cheated, whether it's we too many injuries, and now it's, oh, we just played our worst in the worst time. No, it wasn't just the fifth inning that cost you. It was the entire series. By the way, he's defending Boone's decisions, which I didn't have a big problem with Boone's decisions, but like,
Can you hold somebody accountable for it? Can't just be, well, we got there, we lost, bad luck. What do you want to say? We still have one of the best teams in baseball. You didn't. The Yankees weren't on the level of the National League teams. End of story. You got to the World Series in part because you were lucky that things broke for you. You weren't a good team from June on. You had health with Judge. Like, you can't get more production from Judge and Soto than you got this year. Moving forward, assuming that Soto does come back, and I'm not assuming that, but let's in this conversation, for the sake of this conversation, assume he does. Mm-hmm. You're not getting that same. You think those guys are going to stay healthy and produce to that level for the next five? There's no way. Like, maybe you get it once over the next 3 to 5 years. You're not getting that level. So what are the excuses? You had your whole team healthy. The pitching was there. Gerrit Cole was there. You had the rotation. You had the bullpen you wanted. You got beat badly. You didn't get swept because of Dave Roberts' ineptitude.
All right, so a lot of the, some of the other comments from Boone were about, I was up all night like everybody else. From Cashman about Boone, you know, it really seems like he just gives him a complete pass, right? Says he's basically a great manager and that, you know, he gives him a pass for some of the mistakes in the World Series. At least things that I and many others deem mistakes, right?
Right.
I was critical of Aaron Boone's performance in the World Series. I don't think it was good enough. And I'm on the record, while I like the man a lot, and I think he's done a good job with the Yankees, I would have moved on. They chose not to. Okay. So here we are. What would it, like, if he took the opposite approach and said, man, he got played. I mean, he was awful in the dugout.
Well, he's not going to say that.
Okay, so whatever, I know, I'm just saying that for a high, like, you know, just to prove a point. But so it's either don't bring him back or endorse him.
No, I wanted Boone back, so I'm okay with that. I'm just saying that every step of the way, it's excuse. It's never, you know what? We got to be better. We have to find even the base running he's defending. Talking about he's got some base running guru coach. Oh, this guy's getting offered three different jobs. Like, we're not bad base running. Yeah. It was actually confounding to sit there and listen to him talk about this stuff and watching the other reporters' faces around him like, what? What are you, like, you're not acknowledging that you weren't very good. Even, how about this, BT?
Yep.
Pin some of it on Gleyber. You know, if Gleyber makes that play in game two, whatever, game one.
Game one.
Yeah, if Gleyber makes that play in game one, everything's different, and maybe we're not in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, well, at least say that. Like, it was like, no, we didn't play our best baseball. No, dude, you didn't play your best baseball from June on.
Well, again, I want to be clear about this. I just want to see what they do. I don't like the criticisms that you're levying toward the Yankees. I agree.
Right.
And the statistics back that up. Even the most, you know, whatever Yankee apologist, you cannot refute some of the glaring deficiencies of this team. Now, this bothers me. All right. And you referenced the base running. He said, quote, the base running program was considered one of the best in the business. Wow. I mean, that by itself is ridiculous. Despite the results of the majors being awful, backed up by other teams saying that Matt Tallarico, the base running head man, is being interviewed by three other teams. So imagine, just look at all of our other sports teams. Imagine, you know, let's say Tom Thibodeau coming out and saying, hey, listen, you know, we shoot the heck out of it. Our shooting coaches are the, and the Knicks are shooting 23% from downtown when the league average is about 37%. Like, it's not commensurate with who they've been. So, again, this is a lot of noise. This is a lot of microphones and cameras and GM meetings and this, and everybody's twisted from the way the Yankees just bleep the bed in the World Series. What matters to me is what they do to change the DNA of the team, and I think they're going to.
Okay.
But until they do, I get why people don't know if they will.
Well, to your point, it already has, and that's only because Gleyber Torres' contract is over. It expired.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. You and I had the same exact conversation 1 year ago. The same exact conversation. And who were the guys that we talked about? They can't go back. Willamayu, Gleyber, and Stanton.
Yep.
Okay, Gleyber is now no longer here. Next is Stanton and LeMayu. Figure it out, because if I were to ask you, like, who was the worst on the base paths, there are two guys to me that come to mind away.
Well, I mean, Stanton can't run, so I didn't even consider him.
Yeah, but he's
one. And Torres is clueless on the bases.
So Gleyber is gone. So I do think a lot of those problems that we talk about with the Yankees, it's not all, though, just Gleyber Torres.
No, I agree with that.
A lot of the problems stem around him. He's been a focal point just because he plays the game with his head up.
He's been here for a while.
He's been
supposed to be a star.
It's the same thing over. Okay, so addition by subtraction, moving on from Gleyber Torres. Now, you're going to have to replace what the good from Gleyber, which was the offense, especially toward the end of the season and the postseason from the leadoff spot. But they should be able to figure that out. That shouldn't be the problem.
I think Jazz does that the moment he steps in at second base. 40 steals, 25 bombs, higher average. That problem solved.
Get more of a gamer to replace Gleyber Torres, not necessarily second base, but maybe third base, whatever it may be. I mean, look, go out there, get it done. Whoever. But the point is, addition by subtraction with Gleyber. Okay, well, now you also have issues. Are the Yankees going to go into next season with LeMahieu on this roster again? Are they going to go into next season with John Carlson and relying on him again on this? Like, it's the same stuff. By the way, the more I think about this, and we've kind of given them a little bit of a pass in regards to Soto, where it's saying, well, they could build better without Soto.
Yeah, I've said that.
Yeah.
I want him, but I've said that too.
And while there is a part of me that believes that, it's also bullcrap. Juan Soto's the best player available, and you're the New York Yankees, and you had him. Get him. And I don't care if it means that you have to get him and then spend more on top of it to fix this team that hasn't been good enough for a long time now, 15 years and counting, that they have not won the World Series. You don't hang a banner, or maybe they do, I don't know, for getting to the World Series. You shouldn't. Not the New York Yankees.
No.
Nobody says how many division or how many league championships they have. Everybody talks about the 27 World Championships. The New York Yankees are held to a different standard. Soto should be coming back. And if they lose him, that's a bad thing for this organization. It should be Soto plus if the Yankees want to take that next step.
All right. Now, so to me, if this was the old Yankees, Soto is absolutely retained, meaning 100%. They do whatever they have to do. And like 09, when they brought in the trio of stars for $250 million in CC, Mark Teixeira, and AJ Burnett, they also bring in either Christian Walker or Bregman.
Yeah.
That's what the old Yankees would have done.
Adamas at third instead of Bregman.
One of those. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Adamas, if he's willing to play third, which we'll get to the Mets coming up a little bit as well. We'll weave them in. BT and Sal on the fan calls in a minute. I don't think that that's necessarily going to happen. But I don't rule it out. And I understand why there are many of you and Yankee fans.
Hey, maybe they figured out with the deferrals or something. But
that's what I'm saying. Who are reluctant to be good based on what they've told us about the different barriers, the tax thresholds, and the reluctance to, you know, get hit with, you know, dollar for dollar. And I get that because he's not worth $21 billion, which is the latest valuation for Steve Cohen. Each of the Steinbrenners are worth $1.5 billion approximately. So it's a different scoreboard. I want to see what they do. I get it. Yankee fans know where I stand on Cashman. They know where I've stand on Boone now. They know where I stand on Torres, who's gone, and the other pieces. But I'm going to wait and see. Right now, for me, it's kind of like politics, ironically. I don't need words. I need action.
Yeah. Well, and the Yankees haven't had enough of that action. They got Soto last year. Now they're on the verge of potentially losing him. Unacceptable. They should be held to a higher standard and no more of this. Well, they can build it better. No, you build in addition to Juan Soto. The biggest problem for me is I don't think Brian Cashman gets it. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Hey, Sal, by the way, good luck with that first name.
Peter is in Wanacue. What's up, Peter?
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, Wanacue. What's up, Peter?
Hey, Pete.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Met fan, but I want to say something about the Yankees. And I want to point out that they're one of two teams that made it to the World Series. In other words, 28 other teams that did not make it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the Yankees, I say, what other team would you trade yourself for? You know, what other team is better than you? They weren't going to beat the Dodgers. They were clearly the best team in baseball. So, yes, it was unfortunate they had a terrible game, but they weren't going to win that World Series anyways.
And yeah, well, Brian Cashman on the line with us here to start the show. You sound exactly like the Yankee general manager, Peter.
Well, I got to stand for him because, again, if you look at the Mets and stark contrast, we had a very successful season. And we got beat by the Dodgers and only made it to the National League Championship. But they gave me
Dodgers, Peter, and thank you for the call. If the Dodgers were in the American League, maybe it would have been a different result. I mean, come on, you kids. Well, we got beat by the Dodgers, so we didn't even make the World Series. Yeah, well, the Dodgers were the best team. Which, by the way, the Mets beat them twice. And I'm not even putting much stock in that. The Mets weren't on the Dodgers level. Everybody knows that. It was a miracle that the Mets got where they were, which is why we're saying the Mets need to do more. But we acknowledge that. Brian Cashman is like, we just played a bad series at the wrong time. We could have won. We came within three wins. Yeah, like, technically, you're right. You could also say the same thing in 2022. Technically, you're right. Yeah, we got to the American League Championship Series. We're four wins away from the World Series. But in reality, we all know you weren't even close to the Astros. And guess what? I expect those teams in the American League to get a little bit better this year.
Yeah.
And what are the Yankees going to do? Oh, I mean, are they going to bring Soto back? Because to get better without Juan Soto is hard. Now, you could build a team differently. Hard to imagine them getting significantly better without Juan Soto.
I don't know if it's hard. It might be more painful for the fan because all Yankee fans want Soto back. Listen, I've said a lot. I do think, and I even gave you a lineup without Soto. Yeah. I did it yesterday. I gave it to Sal. Maybe I'll post it on Twitter or whatever so you guys can see it. I don't want to run through it again. But I think it's too lazy, so I'm not going to lean on this to say that there's a randomness in baseball. But there is. I think we all kind of know that. Yep. But I'm not hanging my hat on that. I think that the thing about the Yankees is that, and I just referenced 09, we are used to the galaxy of stars. Okay, now the galaxy of stars, that's nice when you've got certain things that are non-negotiable. Defense, IQ, and base running. So what I would tell the Yankee fan, just in case Soto's not retained, be open, really be open to a very different look and possibly a better result. Like, as great as Soto is in the two-hole, and you know, in front of Aaron Judge, my God, he's amazing. It's horrible in right field. Right. He's a zero on the bases. There's other ways to win games.
Here's why I understand the randomness stuff, but here's why I shoot it down. Did Giancarlo Stanton, at least one point, cost them in the World Series?
Yeah, he got nailed at home plate.
Okay.
No question.
Okay, so I'm not ripping Stanton because we know what he did in the postseason, but he did cost them in a key spot getting thrown out of home plate.
And so did Rizzo. Okay. I get it. I know Rizzo. Where you're going. Well, I know.
Right. Next was Rizzo. We went into this year. I know I did. I forget exactly what you were talking about.
I was there. I mean, okay. I love Rizzo, but I didn't. Okay. I thought he was done.
Right. We talk about LeMahieu and Torres and saying Rizzo was another one that, how could you go into the season?
I don't know.
Relying on Rizzo. Did he cost them in a big spot in
the
postseason?
Huge.
And he did nothing, not to mention it wasn't even a threat offensively. Like, not even a threat. And he cost them in a big spot. So you could say, well, randomness and all those won't happen again. These are things. Gleyber. Did Gleyber cost them in a big spot in the World Series?
Well, listen, you know the answer to all these questions. The answer is absolutely yes.
Should Judge have been in center field?
Like, well, probably not. I'm not going to run away from it. You're not wrong. But when I say randomness, I mean, when Aaron Judge is 90, he'll catch that pop-up.
Right, I know.
Like,
I get it.
That's what I mean. But, like, there's even Mookie Betts with that little, you know, bleeder down the right field. Like, he's Mookie Betts. He's amazing. He could have easily struck out. Didn't put the ball in play. Put stress on the Yankees defense. But, you know, and then even Cabrera at second diving over the ball.
But it shouldn't have had to.
I'm not saying the Dodgers weren't better. Dodgers were absolutely better. Also, if they play 10 times, they win 6 or 7 of the series, maybe 8. They do. They're better. No doubt. Yeah, he's got a lot of work to do. But I think if they attack this intelligently and not necessarily emotionally, and maybe they're finally getting there, then they will trot out a team that can win those kind of games instead of always losing those kind of games.
Stuart is in Brooklyn. What's up, Stuart?
Stuart.
Sal, good morning, Sal.
How are you, Stuart?
How are you, Sal? I agree with everything, but you know what? You remember what I've been talking about, right? Well, the three people that have to leave the Yankees are?
Go ahead, Stuart. Remind
me. Tell me. Boone, Cashman, and Hal.
Well, now, I mean, you're 0 for 3, Stuart. It's not happening. It's not changing.
Guess what, Sal? Until they wake up and smell the coffee, they ain't going nowhere. And you're right. All the players you mentioned, Sal, that cost them. But they weren't beating the Dodgers because the Dodgers did what they had to do to get over the top.
You know, I just remembered, Stuart, who you were. I totally forgot. So Stuart used to call all the time on the overnight.
Yeah, I remember that. He called a couple of weeks ago. I remember saying that. He's an overnight guy.
Yeah, I thought it was you, Stuart. Really? I haven't heard from you in forever. But I was like, wait, from Brooklyn? For some reason, I thought you were from the Bronx. Where the hell you been, Stuart? I've been here for 2 years with BT. You just call us now?
Sal, I've been calling Chris on the overnight.
Okay, well, that's great for Chris, but come on, call BT and I and talk about your Yankees. It's been so long, I forgot how much you hated Cashman and Hal and Boone.
Hey, Sal, I will start calling you, and I'll start reminding you that they have to go. But they're not going to go because they don't get it.
How's the love life, Stuart? How's the love life these days?
Do you guys
days?
Talk about this at 3 in the morning often? Stewie, how's it going there?
Hey, how's it going? We're still dreaming about Cardi B.
That's his one, Cardi B. Still.
I didn't recognize his. I know Stewart, obviously, but for some reason I remember that he was from Brooklyn. And yeah, he would call all the time and we'd have some fun with him on the overnight and talk about the Yankees. The problem is, like, yeah, you said the Yankees, the old Yankees, and I hate to do this because we're way beyond. If George was still here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But there's a level of accountability that I miss, and I think Yankee fans miss as well. Like, even if George wasn't going to go nuts and fire everybody, which, by the way, was a detriment many times.
No question.
there would have been, like, you think George would be saying, well, we got cheated, or, well, you know what, we just picked the worst time to be playing.
No, and Boone wouldn't be back for year 7 or 8 after, you know, I mean, Aaron's won a lot of games. He's, you know, you get hired as a Yankee skipper, you're supposed to win a World Series at some point, he's got none.
Doesn't mean that it's right. I mean, Cashman probably wouldn't still be here.
Probably not.
Doesn't mean that it's right. You know, one thing is, I do like Cashman. I like his transparency with the media. I just don't agree with his thought process, where I think that he's lacking the ability to acknowledge the Yankees' significant flaws for years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's, like, he'll look at it like we're the ones who are foolish. A lot of us that call the Yankees out for not being a buttoned up, well-rounded baseball team, playing the game the right way. He thinks we're the fools because the results continue to be there. They win 90-plus games. They're the best team in the American League. They were in the ALCS a couple years ago. They're in the World Series this year. He's like, well, what more do you want? But we just, he's focusing on the results. Maybe that's because of the data and the analytics as far as the results.
Yeah.
Or you should be looking deeper at to why these results are happening and continue to happen the same way.
He can keep focusing on that. I'm going to ignore what he says. I'm going to focus on what he does. That's it.
So far,
it's got to be different. Doris is gone. It's a good start. I'm okay with that.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls on the other side. We will get to the Mets aspect of things coming up in a little bit as well. 888-808-1019. Just getting started on this. What day is it? Wednesday on the Fan. BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019. The number to call. We're talking Yankees for now, where Brian Cashman just does not get it. And we'll talk Mets in a little bit. Free agency. Cashman not acknowledging his team's flaws. Although Glaber won't be here, like you said, BT, that's a nice start. There's plenty of work to do. I just don't think that the Yankees are going to do it. And by the way, it's also about bringing Soto back. Like, I'm not giving a pass anymore. I understand. I was getting sucked into the Hal and Yankee, you know, talk about, well, we don't want to go over the luxury tax threshold and payroll this and payroll that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were trying to figure out, okay, well, if that's going to be the case, which I do think is a real thing, how are they going to build this team better with Juan Soto? So then you start to think of, well, okay, could they build it without Juan Soto? And sure, you can. But then it just hit me that that can't be the case. This is the New York Yankees. And I'm going back to the way that I thought initially, where they cannot lose Juan Soto. Like, could they build the team differently? Sure, but you're not going to get better if you lose Juan Soto. They need to bring Soto back and then make other moves on top of it if you want to be taken seriously.
I want him back, but I don't agree that that's the only way. Listen, I'll tell you right now, if it's like 15 years, even if it's 14 years, you guys can have him. You can take him. Honestly, you can take him.
And you're not going to get him if you're not going to be willing to go 13, 14 years.
Well, I didn't say 13. You know, to me, the 14, 15 range is ridiculous, and this is where I'm banking on.
It's going to be 650. It's going to be 13 or 14, whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm banking on the Yankees to take a page from the Dodgers book and be creative. Now, again, he's not giving the Yankees a discount. We debunked that.
Let's say $50 million a year for 13 years is 650.
I don't even love that, but I think that's probably what you're going to have to do. Okay. But you start getting beyond that, no thanks. I don't know how he's going to age. I don't know that he's going to age incredibly well. He's already, you know, this is going to sound ridiculous because he looks like an absolute bull.
Mm.
But, you know, imagine Juan Soto in 8 years or 7 years. I think he's going to be thick. I think he's going to be slower. I think he's being, at that point, it might be the worst right fielder in baseball. He'll be a complete zero on the bases. This is not to diminish who he is right now, but I am kind of banking on the Yankees to creatively structure something, whether, and again, it's, to me, it's all about AAV. If you tickle that and you entice him with that and maybe a creative opt-out where he's able to maybe go and do what Gerrit Cole could have done, but Garrett's got no leverage at this point, and that's why he didn't do it, but Soto would. And Soto at the age of, and he'd have to be amenable to this, I don't know, but age 30 or 31, I mean, where he can bank another, at that point, $600 or $700 million, I'd be all for that. But I'm not racing to give him 14, 15. I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, and look, maybe they come up with deferrals, however it may be. Yankees are the Yankees here. Trying to get better, trying to build off of getting to the World Series the first time since 2009. For me, Cole's back, great. Bring Soto back, and then from there, build out the rest of your roster. Tony's in the Bronx. What's up, Tony?
What's up, guys? How you doing today? Hey, so listen, here's my take here on it. And hear me out quick. Use both the right, as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But listen, Soto just turned 26, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He did it. He still has a lot left, okay? I mean, Kuzman is one of them, which I'm sure he has pride, and he does, and you can see it every day when he's at the plate. It's a show. So he hasn't started lifting weights and bulking up. He hasn't hit 50 dingers. He hasn't played outstanding defense. There's still a lot to improve. I'm sure Cash sees that.
Yeah.
I'm sure Hal sees that. Yeah. Now, BT, earlier in the week, I don't know if it was yesterday, I listen to you every day, every day. I catch every show at 9. I love the Odyssey.
Nice, man.
Listen,
thank you.
BT, you said it's the only show, by the way. You said, BT, they're going to spend like drunken sailors or something to that nature. That you had a feeling that that would happen.
Yeah.
I had that feeling. As soon as the World Series was over, I had that feeling. You know what? Hal got the taste of the World Series, guys. And that case is something that just doesn't go away. His dad got it all the time. And he's heard the talk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know he's heard the talk. I think he's going all in. My opinion as a Yankee fan, he's going all in, and he's going to go ahead and fill all the other spots, and that's Cash's job. Cash is great at doing that. He fills it in very nicely, he does. I don't know about moving Cash to second or what. I'm glad we got rid of Gleyber. You and I had it here earlier in the season about Gleyber getting out of here. We finally got rid of him. First move, great move. So, BT, that's my call on the Yanks. Sal, you're right as well. I mean,
yeah,
they
well,
got to keep
course.
Him, but they are going to keep him.
Yeah,
they are going to keep him.
Well, Soto?
Yeah, Soto. He's staying with the Yanks, Sal. You ain't getting Soto.
They better keep him, Tony, and thank you for the call, and we do appreciate the kind words. We'll get to the Mets side of things coming up in just a little bit. The Yankees better keep Soto. And by the way, BT, like if I had to ask you, do you think the Yankees need major changes on their entire staff?
Pitching staff? No, I don't. On the pitching staff, I do
correct.
Not.
Correct. So I think you're already going into the season in a nice spot. Like, do I love Rodon? No, but what really are you going to do? You have Gerrit Cole back. You have Clark Schmidt. You
yep.
have Luis Hill.
Yep.
Even Stroman in the regular season. Like, you'll figure that out. They're pretty set in the rotation. Doesn't mean you can't add on.
I agree with
you. I would not go after Corbin Burns, whether on the Yankees or the Mets. I'm just not committing big money long-term to pitchers anymore. That's just my newfound philosophy with the way the game has evolved, the way pitchers just break down.
Mm.
I would not do it. Yankees are set with their staff, not just the rotation, bullpen as well. I mean, look, interchange.
Well, you're going to lose Holmes.
Yeah.
So you got to mix and match a little bit. Yeah, but I mean, they got some arms down there. Sure.
It's either way, it's not a big move. Like, I wouldn't expect the Yankees to go make a big move in the bullpen.
Like Tanner Scott. I agree with that.
I agree.
And I don't think they should. Yep.
So they're not that far off here.
Mm-hmm.
If their staff is set, for the most part, the pitching staff, you have Judge, you're going to bring back, you hope to bring back Soto, you move Jazz over. Now, there's a lot of positions that you need to have filled. It's just a matter of how you put the pieces together properly, which is why, to me, it doesn't fit with Judge, Soto, and Stanton. And of those three, the two that I would want to keep are Judge and Soto. Because if you have all three of those guys, you're now going to have a bad defensive outfield and probably have Judge. I mean, he's going to play some center, of course, probably be left field, and you still have Stanton as a logjam at the DH spot. Like, you lose flexibility in that regard. Now, could you get Adames? Could you go get Christian Walker? Whatever. Like, I think they need probably one of those guys in addition to Soto back.
Or Bregman.
And then, And then some of the, they need either first baseman or third baseman.
Mm-hmm.
The left field options aren't very good.
No, you could bring Verdugo back, actually. He's well-liked, and obviously Dominguez is going to be in play here, so they got a few options there.
Which is why it would be enticing for me to move Judge, I guess, to left because he's going to be the best left fielder.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a real center fielder. There aren't very good center fielders out there. But I want, if I'm the Yankees, I'm looking to get the best defense, whether that's Harrison Bader, whoever. I want the best defensive center fielder. Now the problem is, okay, well, how do you have Judge, Soto, a good defensive center fielder, Stanton, and Dominguez?
Yep.
Like,
well, that's why they've got work in front of them. Now, listen, I'm going to differentiate between this here. So, I've said it. You've said it. Not everybody, because some people just fall in love with what he does in October and kind of ignore a lot of the other stuff. Stanton's an issue. All right. Anybody who knows baseball from April through the last out, he's a one-trick pony. He's good at it, but he's a problem, right?
As far as team construction.
For sure. Yes. He's a great team leader, and I think the young guys love him, and he's a stand-up guy, but you know, he has one tool.
I cannot believe how many people yesterday took
it.
Like,
I know.
They just don't get it.
Like, yeah,
if you don't think Stanton isn't part of the problem here with this team's construction since he's been here in 2018, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
That's recency bias. And I understand that. You get sucked into the October, you know, heroics here. But to see the Stanton stuff for me, and even DJ, while I would love to just, you know, bust out the magic wand and wave it and both disappear and the money's gone or whatever. Right. As long as they are, and this is the key, and they have to know this, as long as they're less dependent on them, then their presence doesn't matter as much to me adversely. They're not looking, Stanton's our four hitter, DJ's playing first. If they get away from that, I think that they will. Then I can live with them for as long as you have to live with them.
Fair enough. Part of my reason for saying they should try to trade Giancarlo Stanton is because of the money. If the money is going to prevent you from going out and, let's say, getting Soto and Adames, then you should be inquiring about potentially moving him.
How do we know they haven't?
Well, I don't. I'm just saying that I would do it. And then he's got a no trade clause. Yeah, no crap. Like, what? No player's ever been traded before with a no trade clause? Like, come on.
Just got to consent.
Now, let's say that he can't be traded because two reasons here. One, maybe he doesn't want to be traded. Mm-hmm. Two, maybe nobody wants him. Like, there's a reason why it's not like teams aren't knocking down the Yankees' door for Giancarlo Stanton. Okay, so let's say they can't move him. It would be foolish, even though I just don't want him on the team. You're not just going to cut the guy because there can be some production there. But he would become, at least in my eyes, a part-time player, a part-time DH, not an everyday DH.
Yep.
You pick your spots where you want him in that lineup, sure, and he would hit down in the order. Even then, I don't love it, but they're kind of stuck with him in that regard.
Yep.
But yes, he's part of the problem with team building, especially when you look at the other pieces.
Well, also, I think, Nevis, I don't know what they're going to do as the secondary catcher here. You know, Trevino, it was Trevino. Oh, that's Lou Trevino. So, as Jose, whatever, he's not good, but I don't even care. But whomever's behind Wells, right? You know, it's got to be like, hey, Austin Wells is going to have to DH a little bit here. You're not going to have him catch 125 games. He's a good catcher, you know, and he's going to hit. But, you know, you've got to use, I don't know, 20 games, 25 games. If he's hitting, and I think he will, you know, I think he will. Wells could DH and Judge has to DH. I know Soto's going to fight it and resist it because Soto wants to be out there. And I respect that, but maybe Soto DH 5 to 10 times a year. So it is far from perfect. The one move, and I don't think that they would do this, but what I would do, again, easy to spend their money, I would buy out DJ LeMahieu. Yeah, I would just make him disappear. Yeah. He's always hurt. He can't run. He's got no power.
It's over.
He's broken. It's over.
It's been over.
So just get him off the roster.
And that's one.
Swallow the money.
And
let's go.
And then you make Stanton less important.
Yep.
And you could now you start to build out the team a little bit better. Greg is calling from Mount Sinai. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, Greg?
I agree with you, Sal. I think them giving Boone like a pass and saying that it was a bad inning of baseball in the World Series is just indicative of how the culture of the team is. Like, if you just keep letting things go and, it's not that big a deal, it's just going to snowball and not build a championship team.
So you think they should have fired him or not picked up his option? Yes or no?
For
Aaron Boone?
Boone?
Yeah.
It's tough to say. I mean, he's like obviously got a great resume and he's won a lot of games, but it's just like,
But yes or no? I'm going to go to another point. Yes or no? Would you if you were Cash or you were Howe, would you bring him back for the last year? Would you pick up the option? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, fair enough. I respect that. At this point, I wouldn't either. But the reason I ask you that, if your answer was yes, and I think I think certainly some people would say yes. You didn't.
I would say yes.
Yeah, okay, and up until the World Series, I would have said yes. But if your answer is yes, why would you lambaste him in the media? Like, what good does that do? Because then you could always just pull up the Cashman. Listen, the key for the Yankees more than any other team in this city, the key is putting out fires and knowing how not to start them. And that's one thing that Aaron Boone, that's why I've always supported Aaron more than most, is because when things go awry, Aaron Boone's got a stability. And even if he's too much with the players, the players' coach, whatever, which bothers us, he knows how to snuff out you know, blossoming controversies. But if Cashman, and they're going to pick up his options, already done, why would Cashman come out and say, oh, my God, he was just schooled in the World Series and Dave Roberts did this and that? You wouldn't do it because you'd be creating more headaches for yourself, which wouldn't do anything. If you decide to bring him back, you almost have to defend him.
Yeah, I think it's the right move. Well, put it this way. I don't think Aaron Boone is the Yankees' problem. Now, he's going to have to prove himself to be an asset as opposed to just being there. I don't think he's the problem, so I would not have made him the scapegoat, especially in a year where they got to the World Series. Well, the roster and team, by the way, that doesn't play a good brand of baseball. So for me, getting to the World Series at least was like, you know what? They made it there even without playing good baseball basically from June on. I was actually looking at the Scarlet Knights basketball schedule because I was trying to see if Jerry was going to be off to join us. We're going to go to the Islander game. You know, the Islanders hosted this last year. They're doing a nice thing again, having us out there December 7th. So I was looking to see if Jerry was going to be available. They're not. They're in Ohio State, so Jerry can't go, unfortunately, again this year. But I didn't realize that they play Columbia, which is a game I might be interested in going down to. That's, you know, obviously hoops.
Let me give you the spread. Rutgers lane 30.
Yeah. My heart is with Columbia, although I love Jerry, Rutgers. And Rutgers with the station. And I got my St. John's thing that you got me on yesterday. I have that. I'm looking forward to getting the invite to go to a game at the Garden.
You know what we call you now? For Sale Sally.
Yeah.
Listen, Islanders, Rutgers. Johnny, how many more plugs can he drop in 30 seconds?
Pretty soon I'll be like Craigie and unveil who I'm rooting for this year with balloons. Yeah, coming up next year. Which baseball team am I rooting for? Whoever sent me a jersey.
Hey, we got room on the Patino Express. It's okay, but you get it now.
That's a natural.
Get it now.
That is a natural.
That's an easy jump in for you.
You're passionate about it. Yep. It is St. John, so I understand the history. It's Patino, so I like him and
he's
the history.
Italian.
There.
Yeah, a little extra allegiance there. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be good for us to be able to talk about that, whether it's Big East hoops, of course, the Big East tournament, or certainly the actual NCAA tournament, which hopefully they get in this year. All right, so before we get back to the calls, and we'll get to the Mets aspect of things coming up in a little bit, here's the cut that drove me nuts yesterday from Brian Cashman at the GM meetings talking about this season for the Yankees.
I think it's more fair to say, did we just play poorly in that series and underperform? I think we underperformed in that series more so than somehow this team was lucky to get to the World Series, and how did we even get there? And we had a good team. Unfortunately, we just didn't play our best when it counted the most.
Now, remember, he said the same thing last year. Remember, he got upset and was, you know, getting into it with some of the reporters. I forget if it was Joel Sherman specifically.
Oh, yeah.
So at the last one of meetings when they missed the postseason, everybody's like, oh, dude, your team was. And he's like, oh, I still think we have a good team. I still think we have a good team. Like, he's saying the same things. And I get it. The result is, yeah, you're right. Like, technically, he's right. The team did get to the World Series. And I wouldn't just say the Yankees were lucky to get to the World Series because they were one of the better teams in baseball. They're held to a standard where they should be the best, and they were clearly overmatched in the World Series. And where I would say that the Yankees were fortunate is that because of the American League side of things, it was a little bit easier to get to the World Series, so the results weren't equal. Like, the Padres, to me, were a better team than the Yankees, but they were unlucky because they played the Dodgers in the first round. What are you supposed to do? Now, again, who knows if the Padres play the Yankees in a series, how that will work out. But just my opinion, based on watching the baseball teams play, I said this going in before the result that I thought the National League was better with the top teams in the NL. So that's where I think Cashman might be a little bit, I don't want to say delusional, but delusional.
A little defensive. A little defensive?
Right. Lacking acknowledgement to where his team was truly at.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the whole lucky to get there thing, to me, it's a waste of energy because you can't prove it. Now, you could have the opinion that they were, the American League, let me say, the American League was weaker than the NL. I mean, just look at the teams that were there, the Royals, the Guardians, we know that. But that doesn't interest me because there's really no way to, like, truly refute certain points or even from my perspective, pile on more things that would maybe change somebody's opinion. I don't know, and at this point, it's November, I don't care. But where I do agree with that quote, which is ridiculous, the element of underperforming, no. If they played well and Aaron Judge dropped that soft line or pop up in game 7 and they lost, well, all right, that's a crazy, you know, unforgivable, but also historically wacky error that will never happen again. That you can hang your hat on. But when you watch the series, guys not backing up bases, outfielders not taking the right routes to the balls to keep them on 2 rather than 3, which enables them to score on a sacrifice fly, all the things that we hit, the Torres thing, the Rizzo thing, the Colt thing. Okay, those things, that's not an underperformance. That is really being true to who you are, not buttoned up, which has always been my greatest gripe with Aaron Boone and these Yankees.
Bingo. And that's my biggest issue as well. You could say not buttoned up. We could say not playing baseball the way it was supposed to be played. You don't have enough baseball players. So we both agree. After hearing him yesterday, and it wasn't the only time he said it, it's just the one cup we played.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you could have faith that he knows that that's the problem.
Well, by not bringing back Torres, I said that, but I don't want to get repetitive, but that's important. The other thing, too, about, you know, defending their trip to the World Series, I would, and I get it. I know why he feels compelled to jab back a little bit. He's human.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on the defensive for a while, and he also has a Hall of Fame resume, so it's like, man, you know, look at what I've done. Now, we can critique just how much he's done versus the early days of Stick Michael and Watson. But not now. We're not going to relitigate that now. But that's a conversation to be had. But if the Yankees were, quote-unquote, lucky to get in the World Series now because the American League was softer, weaker, easier path, well, what about the years when you have to go against Pedro and Manny, who's hopped up on steroids? Not the Yankees had guys cheating as well. Big Poppy, who was in the Mitch report, and who the hell knows who else was on whatever with the Red Sox. Nobody came to their defense and said, and even Clemens when he was with the Toronto Blue Jays, that's where most people think when you look at Galea. What was it? I believe the name was Galea up there, like even connected to Tiger Woods loosely. Like the thought was, whatever Roger Clemens did, he started to do, allegedly, when he went to the Toronto Blue Jays. So the Blue Jays were all hulked up and, you know, superheroes hitting bombs left and right. You know, it's just, there's always two sides of the street. Did you win or did you lose? Bottom line. And the Yankees have a lot to fix this year. I still give them a great amount of credit for getting to the World Series. The ride was phenomenal. They weren't good enough to win. It was not an aberration. They got to fix stuff.
Jay is in Rockland. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Great show.
Thank you, Jay. What's up, buddy?
Just a couple of quick thoughts here. This is my fourth Yankee-Dodger World Series. Always fun watching these two franchises go head-to-head. But this season, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous here.
Calm down. It's all good.
Yeah, go ahead,
man. We're talking sports. We're good.
Yeah, man.
No problem.
So, looking at, I'm not a Boone fan, and if it's up to me, Boone would have been gone a long time ago. However, I have to look at what he did this year. Did he make mistakes? Absolutely. He made some huge mistakes. But in the playoffs, he made some good calls. He made the right calls, and he got him forward. Cashman.
Yep.
What he's saying, it's true. We do have a good team. And what I mean by good team is, the young core kids that we have, they're coming up. This World Series experience, hopefully it becomes Jeter-esque, where one of these guys or even two of these guys can start elevating their play, because we already have the Judge. We already have Soto, and I'm sure Soto's coming back to the Yankees. So,
well, I wouldn't be so sure about that, Jay.
Going forward.
And thank you, Jay. We appreciate taking the time to call. Thank you, Jay.
Yep.
I wouldn't be so sure about Soto coming back. Now, that's why I'm saying before, hey, they need to bring Soto back. They cannot lose him. Because you're not wrong, Jay, in what you're talking about. The Yankees do have the big important pieces where you need some star players. Like, I love this idea. Oh, you don't need a $300 million payroll or superstar to compete. But then you look at the Dodgers. How are you going to compete with that? Like, yeah, I guess on any given year, could they get knocked off? Sure, but you ultimately saw what happened. I mean, the two best teams, the two biggest stars, and all, or the three biggest stars on each team, whatever.
And Ohtani's going to be pitching next year.
Ohtani's going to be better, too. I mean, Ohtani did nothing in the World Series.
Zero.
Now, he played, and you gutted it out with the shoulder issue, which he had a legitimate injury. He's going to have surgery on that thing.
Is he definitely going to have surgery?
Yeah, I saw that yesterday on the labrum or something like that.
Okay.
The torn labrum.
Yeah, that was in game two he got hurt, right? Yeah, game two.
That is impressive that he plays through that. Anyway, Betts didn't do a lot. And in a short series, like, that's going to happen. Because you could also say, well, yeah, Judge didn't go nuts in the World Series either. Sure, and I wouldn't be surprised if he did next World Series if he were in there with Aaron Judge. So that's a part of it. But the Dodgers, if Ohtani and Betts don't get it done, and Max Muncy can't buy a hit or get on base, well, they have Freddie Freeman there to clean up everybody else. Or Teoscar Hernandez. Like, it's one after another. So in the Yankees case or the Mets case, well, if Judge doesn't get it done, it's Soto. And if not Soto, yeah, maybe Giancarlo. But beyond that, it was really slim pickings with the Yankee lineup as far as having that depth that the Dodgers had. And we talk about the Mets. Like, they didn't have that depth, certainly, that the top teams, you just need star players at some point. I mean, the Yankees, they have Judge, which is great. Without Soto, BT, you can make a case where they could build a different team, a competitive team. I don't see how the Yankees could get better if they lose Juan Soto.
I mean, maybe this is my mistake, always reaching back to the early days of the dynasty. But, like, I look at the early teams, and obviously Derek, you know, what, 3,600 hits, Hall of Famer, all-timer, right? Who else? I mean, and I don't mean who else was good. We know the answers. It's a rhetorical question. But who else was great?
Right. No.
Like, who else was a transcendent player? The answer is, in terms of batters, the answer is pretty much nobody.
Understood.
Because the first two, think about this now. First two championships, Girardi was behind the plate. And then obviously Posada took over, switch hitter with Pop. Birdie was a borderline, you know, Hall of Famer. Some think he got screwed. I don't. But, you know, Bernie was really good, not great. You know, O'Neill was really good, not great. Brocious was Brocious. Left field was a revolving door.
Right.
Contributions from Darryl and Spencer. You know the names. I don't need, you know,
but
Mariano,
remember,
Duncan, a little bit at second base. Nobby. Like, it, I think that we overstate the need for superstars,
right, but let's not
in
make
baseball.
It, let's not make it like it was the little engine that could.
I'm
Yankees.
Not,
they
I'm
saw
not.
The highest payroll. And maybe the best thing about them back then was they were able to cover up their mistakes. If another team, whoever it may be, could have been the Mets back then, signed Sterling Hitchcock to a bad contract or Carl Pavano to a bad contract, they're screwed. The Yankees are just like, see ya.
And yeah.
Go get the next player that
they
can get.
Well, they left Kay Gow in the minors. I think Kay Gow was signed a 5-year deal when he came over to stay in the minors.
The Yankees' resources back then allowed them to overcome mistakes or maybe have more depth than other teams. And also the game has changed where, look, here's the bottom line. Do you need a ton of superstars to win? No, but it helps. And we both would agree, and I think everybody would agree. The only reason why we're even talking about potentially moving on from Soto is because of money. And that should not be the case with the Yankees. You, like, even you saying, well, they could build the team. Yeah, but why not build the team like the way you want to with Juan Soto?
I'd like to, but I also, you know, do I really want to send out so far down the road, but do I really want to sit through the last 3, 4, 5 years of Juan Soto when he's a diminished figure?
What do you care? Move on from him. You've seen him with John
Because Carlson? I would go through it with Stanton.
Yeah, okay, like, but
maybe this
Yankees.
Is my way
it
of preemptively. Well, it shouldn't matter, but the money's gotten so exorbitant that it does, even for the Yankees. Like, you know, back in the day, I mean, you know, 2, 3, 5, 7, 10, 12, 18, 20 million here. All right. You could justify it. Stanton's making 32 this year. The back end of Soto, what is he making? Going to 60, 70 million a year? Those final few years. So it's just, it's become so imbalanced financially that I think you need to be a little more prudent now.
BT, it's Sal on the Fan. We'll get to the Mets side of things when we come back. And your calls, 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.